I'm Alondra Nelson. I'm an associate professor of sociology and gender studies at Columbia University. Health is politics by other means is meant to suggest that health is one of the ways in which in American society and all societies that people try to access power. It's a resource. It can be, depending on the society, a rare resource that people struggle over. When the Black Panther Party emerges in 1966, Jim Crow had been dismantled. There was no longer legal support for racial segregation in the United States, but there were still sort of practices within the healthcare sector that were deeply segregated and deeply unequal. And the Black Panther Party was working to remedy and challenge these. Healthcare had always been important to the Black Panther Party, but for many reasons it comes to take on greater importance as the party matures. On the one hand, there's violence with police, there are shootouts with police, and it's really decimating the party, and there needs to be a different strategy so that they can help communities in the way that they wanted. Initially, the Black Panther Party was called the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and self-defense meant protecting Black communities from police brutality and police abuse in their communities. And they shift slightly to what I call medical self-defense. They wanted to fight for access to health care for the communities that they represented, and also to protect these communities from improper experimentation.